Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Within Brim's Skin. It's old Brim right here with my little buddy Alex.
Ayo.
It's going to be epic. Why? Because I said so. And again, we are brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again, mane and tail hair care products, discover the secret, and eat better meals. Kickstart your meal plan today.
Hey, sounds good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what this episode is called?
What?
Six, We Hope This Sticks.
I like it.
You know why?
Why?
It was clever, because this week we're actually going to be talking a little bit about The Dirt, Motley Crue.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the new deal that they just put out, the new film on Netflix.
I didn't know that they had a new film.
They do, and we're going to talk about that. But first, I want to talk about some reviews.
All right, let's do
it. We got some reviews.
Love
the reviews. Okay, so let's do this. So again, everybody, rate, review, subscribe.
Always.
Alex and I love to hear from you. Also, hit me up on all the social media. I definitely will respond. Let us talk about some reviews. So here, the first one is, Brimstone is the GOAT, that's all.
The GOAT.
The greatest of all time.
I
thank
like
you.
It.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I bet that was Mike.
I don't know about all that, but at the end of the day, I think it was pretty sweet of somebody to say. Let's see, the next one. Jackson or adult? Within Brimskin is hysterical. Did you guys wind up playing the game you spoke about on Grindhouse? If so, I want to listen to it. Sounds fun and clever. Matter of fact, we did do this on Grindhouse. Let's throw a real clip out there real quick.
This is going to be amazing.
No, I'm not.
All right, go ahead. First one.
Michael Jackson or adult film?
Oh, no.
Michael Jackson. What do you say?
Do you know these?
No.
No, he doesn't.
I don't.
I'm going to say Michael Jackson.
What do you got, Steve?
Am I allowed to hear it again?
I'll let you get one more time.
Michael Jackson.
I'm saying MJ.
We're in this together.
I'm saying MJ.
I know. And you guys are right. That one was Michael Jackson.
What song is it from?
Oh, I have no idea. The video was just called Michael Jackson Grunts.
It's great. It was such a fun game.
Yeah, it was such fun. They have to go check it out, like the whole segment on, what is it, on GHR.
Yeah,
pick it up. If you haven't listened to it, go check it out, like right now.
Radio people, check it out. It's actually this past week's episode, so it's up there. It's the most recent episode. Okay, we got one right here. This one is in Espanol.
Ooh.
All right. It says, Nos encanta azufre. Okay, all right. Mi familia ha visto Brimstone durante muchos años, de la lucha libre a los cómics y de Grindhouse Radio. Ahora también nos encanta escuchar este espectáculo los martes. Nos hace reír. Gracias por ser fuerte y entretenido. I believe that's how you pronounce most of that. That's really sweet.
I know exactly what that said.
Okay.
That said, Alex, you were amazing. You're way better than Brimstone. Without the show, it would be absolutely nothing without you. Thank you for putting out great content each week.
That is so sweet of you. Actually, what it does say is it says, my family has watched, well, more or less, it's broke. I speak broken Spanish.
Okay.
So my family has watched Brimstone over the years, for many years, with the wrestling, comics, and the Grindhouse Radio. We love to listen to Within Brimskin, pretty much is what it says. Thank you for being strong and something. I don't know.
Gotcha.
Strong and entertaining. Strong and entertaining. Yes!
Strong and entertaining.
So I butchered my Spanish, but hey, it is what it is.
That's okay.
You know, I have a Puerto Rican wife. I should speak Spanish, but anyway, she never speaks it. Why should I? You know what I mean? Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I mean, my parents never spoke Portuguese.
I
so,
know.
Like, people are like, oh, you're Portuguese? Why don't you speak Portuguese?
I'm Shame
like,
on you.
Because I don't know.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, so next. So, Brimstone said it best last episode. Cartoons just aren't the same anymore. I've been listening since beginning, and this show rules. Thank you so much. You rule. You want to know why you rule?
Why do they rule?
Because they listening to us, and we appreciate that.
They're what makes all this happen.
That's what I'm talking
Without
about.
Without you guys, this wouldn't be possible.
That's what I'm saying. Actually, it would still be possible. It was just to be known nobody's listening.
Well, yeah.
So, okay, let's try the next one. All right. I really enjoy the series and can empathize with the loss of Saturday morning cartoons. I guess that really hit home with people.
Man, right? That really did hit home with
people. Brim hit it right on the head. Kids today don't have it like we did as kids. Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network have many good shows, but nothing like the classics. This is true.
I mean, there is Boomerang out there. I still watch Boomerang, so
no,
if you want to get it. What? What
it's not the
now?
Same.
What
it's
you,
not the
it's
same.
It's all the old cartoons.
Nothing like this. Popeye, baby.
Popeye's on Boomerang.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, well, then I stand corrected.
As well as Tom and Jerry and Bugs Bunny and Hanna-Barbera cartoons are on there. Like, all the old stuff.
I had no idea about that.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite channels because they have all of the
old
actually, cartoons.
Yeah. I do know Boomerang. Yeah. No forgets.
So,
I like that. But, you know, at the end of the day,
They're just not making new
it's
ones.
It's not new. You know what I'm saying? They're not new.
But they're new to me because I didn't grow up with it, so.
Okay, all right, I give you that. All right, so let's move quite along here, moving right along to the Motley Crue discussion.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you showed me like a little bit of this before we came on air.
Yeah. Okay, so let's preface with the fact that for those of you who are new to the whole Brimstone thing, I've been in entertainment my entire life, and when I was... when I was a young tender lad.
Just a little wee boy.
Before Brim. You
before
know what I'm
Brim.
Saying? Before Brim. I decided that, you know, I was like into music. I was very heavily into music.
Okay.
And, you know, I wanted to be a drummer. But so I took it in school. And it wasn't until I saw Motley Crue and Tommy Lee play, you know what I mean, that I got really like amped about it.
So
and
that's
I was like,
what got you into it.
He was one of the reasons. He's one of the guys that inspired me to not only get into music and to be a drummer and to really be a drummer, but like the theatrical part of entertainment as well.
Oh yeah, I mean it has to be a show. You have to entertain your audience, so it has to be a show.
Unbelievable. What's really funny is that now Tommy and I were supposed to be in the same location numerous times.
Really?
So this became like a big to do with Danielle and I because out of all the people in the world, there was one person that I really wanted to get the opportunity to sit and meet. And you know me, I know everybody.
Yeah, so, I know. Like, out of every... And you couldn't... Or did it end up happening or no?
Follow me on this.
All right,
okay.
All right.
So for years, every time there were a couple of appearances we were supposed to do together, like a couple of bar appearances, like, where he was DJing and I was going to be one of the guests. Something happened to the event got canceled. Or he couldn't come into one of the events. Then I couldn't go to one of the events.
Okay.
And then, there were a couple of other things where he was going to be at the one place and I went to get there and then he'd already left. It was like an ongoing thing. He literally became my Loch Ness monster.
That's funny.
He was a mythical creature. and Danielle and I laughed about it because every time somebody was like, oh yeah, we're going to set it up. You're going to get to sit and have an opportunity to meet Tommy. You know, and I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever.
It just never happened.
Right. So funny enough, this coming up week, I'm going to be at the United Ink Festival. Okay.
Okay.
And that's actually going to be here on Long Island. It's Queens area. It's at the, the casinos that are out there in Queens.
Okay.
At Resorts World Casino and Resort. And it was there where one of the security guards, one of the main guys, Dallas, who I've known for years because I signed there often.
Right.
All right, so Dallas was talking to me. He goes, yeah, once I was sitting and setting up for my appearance there that day, and he goes to me, he goes, well, Brim, he goes, yeah, it's been crazy today. I've got, one of the rock stars, they're coming in today, and, they're doing a thing upstairs. I go, oh, really? Who's it? And he goes, it's Tommy Lee. I go, get the hell out of here. He's like, are you serious? He goes, yeah. I go, let me tell you something. And I went on to tell him this entire story.
Yeah, I've been wanting to meet him for a while everything.
That he's my Bigfoot. He's the Loch Ness Monster. You know what I mean? I haven't been able to meet him. I know he's there, but it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
So he says to me, he goes, oh, done deal. I'll bring you over and I'll introduce you to him. I'm like, ain't going to happen, brother. I'm sure I'm not getting my hopes up for it. He goes, no, I'm telling you, be here at this time. It was like at 5 o'clock or 3 o'clock, whatever it was. Be here and I will come back. I will get you and I'll bring you down to meet Tommy. I was like, bet. All right. Sounds good. Let's do it. So day goes by. I'm sitting. I laughed about it. I'm like, ain't gonna happen. I told Danielle. She laughed about it because it become a thing. Like it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Look, sometimes it's better to not meet your idols.
Yeah. Sometimes.
You know what I mean? And in the at the end of the day, being in entertainment, I've signed with, I've spoken with, I've worked with, you know, a ton of my idols. You know what I mean? And it's nothing. It was just Tommy Lee was just a little bit different.
Yeah, because he was the one that inspired you.
Exactly. So I was done with signing for the day. And I went over to see Guy from Grindhouse.
Yeah.
Because Guy had his all music stuff up.
Oh, that's cool.
So I went over to say goodbye to him for the day. And through the distance, I see Dallas like come. Now he's a big black dude, all right? Coming at me like, what's going on? What are you doing? I'm like, what's wrong? He goes, I told you to wait over there. I was gonna bring you downstairs. I was like, get the hell out of here. I said, I thought you were joking. He goes, no, I'm bringing you down. He goes, are you ready to go right now? I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? So I was like, hey, Kai, you want to go meet Tommy Lee? It's probably not going to happen, but I'm going to go down. he's like, all right, yeah, let's go. Why not? Let's do it. So we went downstairs, and after he literally had a bunch of security. They escorted myself and Guy downstairs through the entire casino, and went up to the dressing room. So we got to the dressing room, and somebody opens the door, and they're like, can I help you? And it was Dallas. They go, oh, Dallas, no problem. So they had Dallas come in, but then Guy and I are on the outside of the dressing room.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I said to Guy, I go, we're not getting in.
It's not happening.
I said, we're not getting in. I said, I feel like a tool because I wouldn't have this issue. So he was like, no. We're going to bring you in, you know, in just a minute. So I was like, okay. So we went in, and right behind the curtain was Tommy. I could hear him talking. But we still weren't in there.
You still couldn't see him.
So I'm thinking, all right, we're not going to get it. This still isn't going to happen. Then sure enough, I walked to the back, and he was like, hey, brother, how you doing? And we were talking. He knew who I was. And he did? Yes. And we had some exchange. It was fantastic. I told him, listen, you know, I said, actually, I screwed with him a little bit. I was like, you son of a bitch. I said, I've been trying to meet with you for the last umpteenth amount of years. And he's like, whoa. And I'm like, I'm just messing with you, bro. I'm just messing.
That's so funny.
I used more motley words when I said that. But,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And he was freaking out. Anyway, why don't we take a break? Because I'm seeing we're going over time right now. We'll take a break. I'll come back. I'll tell you a little bit more about the dirt.
Border hounds, food hounds, GHR fans, let's get social. Hit me up on all my official social media at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, Entrance to Hell on Twitter. Relax, it's only a gimmick. And at Brimstone on Facebook. Connect direct with your main man from the wasteland. I only communicate on my official accounts, so beware and be aware of fakes. Catch you on the interwebs.
Hey, this is Brian Holleran. You might know me from such great films as Clerks, Clerks 2, Mallrats, Vulgar, Brutal Massacre. And you're listening to my brother Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Brutus the Barber Beefcake, and you're listening to my brother Brimstone.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Whoop, whoop.
So as I was saying last segment, before I was rudely interrupted by the time constraints that we have, that we put in place ourselves. But, you know, it's a podcast, so I guess we can do whatever we want. But regardless, you know, we tried to stay to our
10-minute segments. That one may have gone like 2 minutes over, but
maybe.
That's all right.
It's okay. It's cool.
I just wanted to let you ramble. I wanted to see how long you would go for.
Well, thank you, Alex.
You're welcome.
That's so kind of you. I really, really appreciate that.
Do you?
I do. Anyway, so well, moving forward, so last we were talking is, you know, I finally met my unicorn, which was fantastic. Actually, how most people say don't meet your idols, it was actually one of the most pleasant experiences. Really enjoyed my time with him. And like I said, you know, it wasn't like a big fanboy thing. It was more so of like, hey, I just want to let you know I appreciate everything you've done, because it gave me the inspiration to become what I've become. And this is what I've done since, you know?
He's joking. He was totally like, oh my God, Tommy, I can't wait to meet, ah! No, I'm kidding.
No.
That would have been funny
as
hell,
though. No.
I couldn't even imagine you doing something like that.
No, that's not me.
No, it's not.
No.
Not even going to lie, though, when I first met, I don't know if you know who Guthrie Govan is. Do you know?
Heard of the name.
Guthrie Govan, he's the guitarist of the Aristocrats. He's also been on a bunch of other projects. When I first met him, I fangirled pretty hard. Not going to lie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
But you know what? It's okay, because I still got a photo with him and I still got his autograph.
Well, that's because it was an
and
old, this was before you worked here.
And
okay.
He invited me out for drinks.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was all like,
get in my belly.
That's what he was talking about. He liked you. That's what I'm saying.
No, I think he liked my the girl that I was dating at the time.
Oh, but that's not very nice.
You filthy swine.
I mean, not him. He was a gentleman. He's like an English gentleman. But, I mean, it was still cool. Unfortunately, we couldn't go out. And we had school the next day.
Oh, all right.
I know, it was sad.
So, getting back to the Motley Crue thing.
Yeah, getting back to that.
So, Netflix put out the new film, The Dirt, which is based on Motley Crue. It was interesting. To be completely blunt, I wasn't crazy about the casting choices. They weren't horrible. It was just not really what I personally would have thought would be perfect. And I don't even know who I would have picked for some of these guys, because they are such iconic characters and such, you know, crazy individuals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, who are you going to pick to do this? You know
Ozzy.
What I mean? Yeah. Ozzy was in the movie. Well, not
oh, wait, was he?
Not real Ozzy, but somebody playing Ozzy.
They should have got real Ozzy in the movie.
So it was really cool. But, you know, listening to it, and then you've got, you know, here's a clip about, you know, we're going to use the Tommy Lee clip.
You want to know what life on the road's really like? For me, every day went something like this. 5 p.m., phone rings, wake up. Remember nothing. 7:30 p.m.
Oh,
hang out backstage. Drink. Come back to life.
Hey, Tom. Hey, what up, man?
Meet record and radio creeps. Listen to them ask, you remember pissing on that cop car last night?
No.
9:30 p.m. Showtime. Adrenaline kicks in. 10:30, drum solo in a giant spinning steel cage. Wow!
And it goes on, but you know, that's just a piece of you know, a little clip from the film. I thought that it was fun, and since, you know, I've been sitting and ranting about Tommy, I figured why not put that piece in.
Yeah, I thought that was,
you know,
pretty
what I mean?
Fun.
Meanwhile, it was Machine Gun Kelly who played Tommy Lee.
Was it?
Yeah,
really?
It was. Yeah,
Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly.
You know, despite what people say about him, and like if you listen to his music on his albums, when he plays live, he plays with like a full band,
really,
like a metal band.
Listen, I'm not a fan, but I'm not a hater either. You know what I'm saying?
His live stuff is better than the studio, in my personal opinion.
I think he was dumb to go after Eminem.
That was
a big mistake.
Yeah.
And I think he was trying to do it to get some more street cred and name value, but instead he just buried himself a little bit.
Some people say that Eminem didn't win. Machine
won.
Gun Kelly.
His comeback was good.
Yeah.
I liked it. I didn't hate on it.
I didn't hate on it either. I liked what is it? I liked Machine Gun Kelly's song better than Eminem's. Like, not the I liked Eminem's lyrics better, but I liked Machine Gun Kelly's song. Kelly's song, I think, beat Eminem's.
Fair enough. Fair
not
enough.
Lie, but.
So check this out. All right. So moving forward, again, Motley Crue. One of the cool things, I don't know if you've heard this yet, but this was absolutely fantastic. Did you hear the mashup between Motley Crue and the Beatles?
Well, I heard a little bit of it before the show because I had to put it on the board, but
yes.
I didn't hear the whole thing.
Well, they actually, it's seamless. Girls, 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 and Hard Day's Night. Let's listen. Alex, this is absolutely amazing. Okay? I'm really excited about this.
Alright, this is gonna sound.
Huh?
How are the vocals gonna fit into this?
It's amazing. It's insane. Ready?
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, that's awesome.
Wait till the bridge comes in, all right? Just keep going. Get ready?
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, that works so well.
That's insane.
Oh, that's...
I'm just going to clip it there. But that, guys, look it up on YouTube. It's absolutely fantastic.
That reminds me of, what is it? That singer that you know. Singer slash actor.
Which one?
Rock Sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Because they do Don't Stop the Sandman, Kickstart Your Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
They do all those mashups.
This is true.
And, the Britney Spears AC/DC one was really good.
I'm going to have to listen to some of them. I might as well.
They're so, you need to listen to that album. That album's fantastic.
There's not enough time in the day. Although, I have been taking a little bit of time out to spend extra time with my little one, Haley.
Oh, yay.
And what we have been watching is this Doomsday Preppers on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. It's like the people that build bunkers and stuff, right?
Yeah. It's crazy. All right, so this one dude is like having his kids eat cooked mice, all right?
What?
And worms, and he's building like big tanks
with
spirulina, so he could prep for the apocalypse.
I mean, yeah.
And then, okay, you don't eat dead mice unless there's nothing around that you can't eat. You can get tapeworm. You could die from eating a mouse. So if you're not in the apocalypse, why do it, right?
They're prepping for it, I guess. I don't know why you would do it, though.
No. Then one dude, okay, this guy was one of my favorites. He talked a huge game. Homeboy was like, nobody's going to mess with me and the apocalypse and blah, 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 blah. And he basically became a little bitch when his buddy shot a gun next to him in close quarters. Check this out.
I can't hear you. Damn it, Steve.
And what's really funny is that the goddamn it, Steve, I find myself saying that like all the time.
No, I know you do. It's like a catchphrase in The Office.
this guy, this poor little man, was sitting there crying like, oh, Steve, I can't believe you shot the gun. Your safety sucks.
You know what? Instead of a swear jar in this office, I want a Steve jar. Every time you say Steve, you have to put money in the jar.
That is funny. That's really funny. Oh, do you hear that?
What is that?
Oh my God, it's The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead theme music. Why? Because
why?
I want to talk about The Walking Dead the last couple of weeks.
All right, so talk about The Walking Dead because I have no idea about anything dead related, so.
I don't want to do any spoilers for the finale, but it was epic.
You can
However,
spoil it for me.
I cannot spoil it for anybody, but I will say last week I'm still not over it. The fact of the matter is they had the heads on the pikes straight from the comic book. It was insane. However, what they did was they took out the people that were supposed to die, which was Rosita and the King,
all right?
And they actually did Tara, Enid, Henry, the Highwayman, a couple of annoying kids, and then Brett Butler's character, and one of Negan's ex-wives. It was insane.
I'll take your word for it.
Yes.
I'm not a Dead fan, so.
I am a huge Dead fan. I love it, and I'm just like, holy crap, it was such a great freaking episode.
Sounds good.
It really was. That being said, we only have a little bit more time, but this segment.
Yeah.
But what I did want to ask you is, what the hell does yeet mean?
Yeet?
Why?
It's whatever you want it to be.
It's so stupid.
No, it's awesome.
It sounds like a bunch of morons.
Yeet me.
See what I'm saying? That's why every time I hear somebody saying yeet, it's like Beavis and Butthead. Yeah,
I don't know. It's kind of funny.
Oh, it's kind of funny. It's funny as this.
Nah, I don't know. I'm all right with yeet.
Freaking millennials.
There's some words that I don't like.
What the
like,
flipping hell is a yeet?
It's
do you have like a yeet infection or something?
No.
No.
You can use yeet in different ways. Like you can, I don't know, you can get yeeted up. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Anyway, let's take a break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, it's Brim. If you like what you're hearing here on Within Brimskin, catch me with my crew on the Grindhouse Radio, on iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and over 20 other networks, with new episodes launching weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and get with the program. GHR, it's where it's at.
Hi, this is Deep Roy from Star Trek. And you're listening to Brimstone. Yeehaw!
The original Mane and Tail Shampoo and Conditioner is a personal hair care solution that's been going strong for almost 50 years. Created right off the family horse farm to get show horses looking their very best. Then, Mane and Tail was discovered by people as a choice solution for their own hair care needs. Today, the line has expanded to include hair care solutions for everyone. From color protecting to deep moisturizing, Mane and Tail has an answer. So, discover the secret for yourself. Mane and Tail, your hair care solution. Available for retail purchase at most grocery, drug, mass, and beauty supply stores nationwide. ManeandTail.com.
Hey, yo, what up? This is DMC, the King of Rock. And you're listening to Brimstone on Grindhouse Radio. Rah.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Whoop, whoop.
I had to think about it for a second.
Yeah, did you?
Because I'm so used to the GHR
thing. Oh, did you almost say GHR again?
I hate doing that. Yeah, it's like, you know, it's just weird.
I know. You did it. I'm pretty sure our first show, the outro, has, goodbye, everybody. Tune into GHR. Oh!
That's what I'm talking about. So check this out. Don't you hate it when, oh, yeah. Don't you hate it when you have a killer pair of jeans and it just fit perfectly? And then something bad happens. They either rip, split, or tear.
Yeah, I kind of hate that.
Oh my God. I want to tell you about Denim Surgeon because they're absolutely fantastic. The woman behind it is fantastic. And I ripped my pants and she helped me out. All right, so Katya Torres, Denim Surgeon, she's a fantastic woman. After her job as a wireless telecom engineer, she literally lost her position in a merger.
Ooh.
All right, and she lives in Red Bank. She's not far from my friends over at Secret Stash.
Okay.
And, you know, basically she found a second career in eradicating holes that frequently develop in the groin of jeans.
Really?
Yes. Out, as weird and crazy as that might sound, okay, she has built an empire on it. And she applied her own sewing skills. She altered her own jeans at the beginning. And, now she has a blossoming business fixing the catastrophes such as crotch holes and busted zippers and knee blowouts. I mean, it's unbelievable. She's actually going to be fixing 4 of my favorite pairs of jeans.
Really?
Yes, because I was at one quick story. I was at New York Comic Con. And it was the end of the day, and I was hanging out, and I forgot who came by. It was,
Tommy Lee.
No. Nice try. It was Lloyd Kaufman from Troma.
Okay.
And we had a conversation, and something fell, and I went to pick it up, and my pants ripped.
Ooh, that's
embarrassing. And I was so upset because I was so sweaty and they were tighter. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, oh my God, I can't believe these jeans just ripped. So I haven't been able to wear those jeans in like a year.
Yeah.
And but I have them. They still fit. I just
They're just ripped.
They're just ripped. So Denim Surgeon's gonna fix all that up for me. And I'm really, really excited to see the outcome.
I mean, yeah, some jeans are crazy expensive.
Oh yeah.
I have like this pair of jeans that was like, I want to say they were $150 originally.
Uh-huh.
They're like, nah, if those ripped, I would need to get them fixed.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
the thing. And I've tried at different places before. That's just not done the right way. So
no.
I'm really excited to get these back, and they've been fantastic. So we'll keep you guys up to date on that. Now I want to know, Alex, where were you on 316? I want to know. Yeah,
316. 316. Like this past
Oh yeah, March 16th.
Hold on. It was the Great Grindhouse giveaway.
Yeah, you were at the Great Grindhouse giveaway. but now this is really funny.
Look at the date.
Now this is really funny. A unicorn costumed robbery took place.
What do you mean a unicorn costume robbery?
I'm gonna say this again. A unicorn costumed robbery took place.
Where?
Okay, so a 28-year-old suspect donned a pink and white unicorn costume, smashed a convenience store register with a crowbar. All right, this happened in Maryland. It wasn't you.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't you.
It wasn't.
But the guy
was. Wasn't me?
It wasn't you. I thought it was you. I was like, unicorn costume? I'm like, is Alex hard up? I mean, I know he does pretty well. I mean, but I mean, this is kind of ridiculous.
Well, you know.
But anyway,
I got to make my money somehow.
The guy wanted. First of all, the guy wanted cash and cigarettes. Why do they always want to grab the cigarettes, too?
To sell the cigarettes.
Seriously?
Do you know how much money you can make off of homeless people by selling them cigarettes for $1 each?
Are you kidding? You're ridiculous. Anyway, police caught the guys and also located the discarded unicorn costume later on in the bushes. So the guy is...
Man, they found my hideout.
Gone.
What do you call it? Okay, so...
I was rooting for unicorn guy.
I figured you would enjoy that one. Dumbo. All right, guys.
Ooh, I love Dumbo.
I really love Dumbo
Big
also.
Big ear elephant, right?
Unfortunately, I'm sorry to say, I was let down by Dumbo. I went and saw Dumbo this past week. I saw it at the Belmore Playhouse. Mm-hmm. Love Belmore Playhouse.
Yeah.
I was very optimistic going in.
Okay.
In my personal opinion, it fell flat. Nothing wrong with the acting or the visuals. Mm-hmm. It lacked the magic that the original offered. I just wasn't a fan.
Well, sometimes it happens.
They didn't even
Not
have the
everyone's
song.
Gonna be a hit. What do you,
they didn't even have the song.
Did you ever see an elephant fly?
Elephant fly.
Dragonfly.
Huh?
I see the house
I
fly.
Love this
house fly.
But I ain't never seen an elephant fly.
That's what I'm talking about.
They didn't have the song?
They didn't even have the song.
Did they have the crows at least?
No, because listen, they're thinking that what do you call it? They're thinking that the crows are racist and so forth. You know what?
You know,
listen, man, it's a timepiece and it's not meant to be racist. It was meant to be fun.
When I was actually, it is meant to be fun. When I was looking for that segment to pull onto the board, I was actually scrolling through the comments because that was like my first thought, like, oh, I wonder what people are saying about the crows. Literally all of the top comments were, as a crow, I find this incredibly racist.
I don't get that.
No, they're as a crow.
Oh.
As a crow, I find this incredibly, and then like the comment underneath that was, as a person that is the color green, I find the crows incredibly like that, and they were all just joking about how people are overreacting in, you know, today's day and age.
It's true, man. The movie that I just saw was just, it was not up to snuff with what I thought it was going to be. That's it. Moving along.
I wonder how Aladdin's going to be.
I don't even want to know. Listen.
After Dumbo, you're scared.
I'm scared. I'm very scared. Aladdin is my personal favorite Disney movie.
Is it really?
Yes. It is my personal favorite Disney movie. Huh. So we'll see what happens with that. You know, and I'm sure they'll be talking about it on the Magic Kim Tom. Make sure you check out Magic Kim Tom's show every Monday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My friends Kim and Tom from over at the Grindhouse Radio with Old Bram. This one's a funny one, all right? I got this. Woman wins child support.
Okay.
That's cool, right?
Yeah.
For her 50-year-old daughter.
I have a question.
I have many questions.
Is the daughter disabled, mentally handicapped, anything like that?
Okay. A San Diego woman actually received child support from her ex-husband.
Okay.
Almost 50 years after she claims that he left her with their 3-year-old daughter. All right?
Okay.
He didn't leave her and take the daughter.
Yeah, no.
Left her with the daughter.
I got that part.
The dude ran to Canada to avoid child support payments in the early 70s. And apparently he came back, he got snagged, and she was awarded $150,000.
Man, child support is like, it's no game, man. They will come after you. Even 50 years later.
I was laughing so hard at that. That was hilarious. 50-year-old? Come on, man. Anyway, speaking about old people, did you ever watch The Golden Girls?
I think I did. Pretty
okay.
sure I did.
If you haven't, you need to watch The Golden Girls. The Golden Girls, it's fantastic.
I probably watched it when I was young.
We were talking about Golden Girls. I don't know why it came up, but we were talking about it recently, and it was really, really funny because we were talking about how Sophia was so savage. Sophia was the little old lady, and she was just, you know, hysterical. Every line that came out of this woman's mouth was gold.
That's
legit. She truly carried the show. Listen, I'm not taking anything away from Betty White and the other two, you know. But when I say this woman was hilarious, she's freaking absolutely hilarious. Here's a clip.
What's the difference in half an hour be crumpled on the floor next to an empty bottle of Jack Daniels?
She was talking about the character Rose's dress. Oh, do I look good in this dress?
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, what does it matter? It's going to be sitting and crumpled in the corner.
Corner of the room.
It's like, seriously? I have always thought that show was hysterical. I am a grown man, and I am secure in my manhood, and I will tell you that that is some funny stuff.
All right, so I'm going to have to watch Golden Girls.
Funny, funny stuff. I wanted to make sure to let everybody know, listen, if you're in the New York, Philly, or Vermont area, Old Brim is going to be at the United Tattoo Festival April 5th through 7th at the Resorts World Casino. Great Philly Comic Con out in Philadelphia from April 12th to the 14th, and the Vermont Sci-Fi Con from the 27th to the 28th. So make sure you come out and see Old Brim, the Grindhouse Radio peeps. What do you call it? And I think what's happening is we're coming towards the end of the show.
We are coming towards the end of the show. Oh, unfortunately, no. It is that time yet again where we have to say goodbye to our audience.
Goodbye, so long, farewell.
Ta-ta, until we meet again.
I want to thank you all for tuning in to Within Brim Skin. Also, make sure to check out on YouTube From Race to Chase by Q&E Productions. I did the voices for that animation, and Alex actually engineered for it.
Yeah.
And as always, please make sure to rate, review, subscribe. Hit me up on all the social medias, and we'll be hanging with you again next week.